You know, it's just the sun is what lights is what lights things, you know, and it has to get up. Just while it's coming up, it'll just, you can see just a little bit, and then when it gets up good, you can see good. Same thing in setting. We can sit here and see the sunset, a beautiful sunset from here a lot of time of the year, and you can see it when it gets nearly slapped down. And then it's not long till dark, about usually about 20 or 30 minutes till it gets what we call black dark. It'll be a bit twilight. So there's a twilight in between daylight and sun up, and twilight between, they call it twilight. That's when you can just see a little bit, you know. See about like I can see. That's about the way I see all the time, is twilight.
Well, so if I got it this morning about 5 o'clock, I could say, this morning I saw the sun.
Right.
And yesterday the sun
set. I saw the sun rise this morning, so it set yesterday.
And yesterday morning, if I got up, you could say yesterday morning I saw the sun
rise, and yesterday afternoon I saw the sun set.
And what if I was up and I hadn't come outside? You know, if I wanted to be up before daylight, I'd say,
has the sun risen yet? Or rose? Or risen? Or rose? I don't think that would be the proper word to use for it.
And you'd say yesterday at 6:30 the sun
set,
or at 6:30 a.m. the sun
rose.
Well, today is Tuesday, so you'd say Monday was
yesterday,
and Wednesday will be
tomorrow.
What if someone came here to visit you, not this past Sunday that we just had, but the Sunday before that?
Sunday's a week ago.
And what if he was leaving, not this coming Sunday, but the Sunday after that? When would you say he was leaving?
Next Sunday week.
Well, what if someone stayed at your house from the first of the month to the 15th? How long would you say he stayed there?
I'd say 2 weeks.
Do you ever hear anything else use that besides 2 weeks?
Well, half a month, something.
You ever hear a fort?
No, we never did use that. Now I've heard of the fortnight, no, but I don't even know exactly what a fortnight is. Is it 2 weeks?
I believe it's about 2 weeks.
Well, I didn't know just exactly. We never did use it enough that I took pay attention how long it was. It may be 2 weeks.
Well, if you want to know the time of day, what would you say to somebody to ask about?
What time is it?
And they would look at their what?
They'd look at their watch or the clock. Usually think they look at the clock. Yeah, but I ask what time of day it is, because we use that in the living room.
And if it was halfway between 7 and 8, what time would they say it was?
Half past 7.
What if it was 10:30 or half past 10, and then 15 minutes later, you'd say it was what time?
15 to 11.
Any other way to say that?
10:45.
Or
10:45 to 15 to 11. You say you can say 15 to 11 or 10:45.
Or a quarter.
Quarter till 11.
And if you've been doing something for a long time, you say, well, I've been doing that for quite
a while.
And of course, 1975, you'd say, was last year. So 1976 is
this year.
And what if something happened on March 2nd, 1975? You'd say, that happened exactly...
Exactly on March the 1st, 1975.
Well, today's March 2nd, I believe.
Yeah.
So, if it happened in 1976, so if something happened on March 2nd, 1975, you'd say, that happened exactly...
A year ago today.
And what do you call the things that the rain comes from up there?
Sky.
But the white things that float around.
Oh, clouds.
Well, you know, a day like today, there are not many clouds out. They're gathering a little bit, I guess. Not many clouds. It's a pretty blue sky, you know. What would you call a day like this when the sun's shining?
Partly cloudy.
What about if there wasn't any clouds up there?
Clear.